אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Good afternoon, Nitsa. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Dr. Tibor Shalev Schlosser. I'm the interim ambassador of Israel to Australia. At the same time, I am the ambassador of Israel to the Pacific Island States.
And when did you arrive to Australia?
I have arrived to Australia about 2 months ago, and I will stay probably another month and a half.
When you are the ambassador of the islands, the Pacific Islands, where is your base?
I'm what is called a roving ambassador, so my base is in Israel, and before the corona, before the pandemic restrictions, I was flying once in 2 months, more or less, every time for about 3 weeks, reaching two or three of the island states.
And talking about the island states, can you just tell us about the relationship between Israel and the Pacific Island states?
Yes, indeed. The relations between Israel and the Pacific Island states is unique and very, very special. It's not just like the relation between states. It is based fore and foremost on the Christianity, on morals, of course, on you'd say aspects that are not related with mutual interests necessarily, but more to common values. So these islands were, at least the populations, the nations of these islands were brought into Christianity relatively late, and luckily they have also became very, very close friends of Israel and Judaism. And we in Israel, we very much appreciate friends, even very, very far friends, like the nations of the Pacific Islands. And we stretch our hands, we reach out to them, and we try to assist them as much as we can in their process of sustainable development, if that relates to food security, health, water, crisis management. We send experts, we bring their trainees to Israel. Humbly, we try to assist. We try to show them that the friendship is mutual.
We are talking to Dr. Tibor Shalev Schlosser, the interim ambassador of Israel to Australia and the ambassador of Israel to the Pacific Island States. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Before I ask you about a special event that you attended last week, I would like to ask you about the function of the embassy during the pandemic restrictions. How did the public manage to reach you and get proper services?
Well, most important is that at least since I'm here, but I believe also before I have arrived, the embassy remained open, also open to the public, receiving requests directly or via mail or over the telephone. We, of course, tried to cope with the special situation and to allow the communication to flow as easily as possible, taking, of course, into consideration the problems of our citizens to arrive to the embassy with the closure of the borders between the different states.
Dr. Schlosser, last week you represented Israel in a very special moving ceremony in Brisbane. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, indeed. This was a very, very moving ceremony in which I had the great honor, I would say, to award the Medal of Righteous Among Nations. And I had the great honor to award that Medal of Righteous Among Nations to Jacob and Klasje van der Haar, unfortunately not with us anymore, who saved a young child in the Netherlands during the Holocaust. They kept him 3 years. They treated him as if he was their own child. They had also other three children, and they did this without even knowing this child before. They put the whole family practically under great danger, even danger to their own lives, and they did not ask anything in return. And this is something very unique and very special during those times. As we know, most people made their calculations and preferred to turn a blind eye and not try to save risked lives for the sake of Jewish lives. And thank God we had the angels like Jacob and Klaasje in Holland. We had many, even thousands, even tens of thousands, and maybe even more, who did save Jewish lives. And for this reason, many, of course, not a very small minority, but still many, could be saved and could continue their lives and could then marry and have children, and even hundreds and thousands of them immigrate to Israel and to create the state of Israel.
So I believe that the two-year-old that was saved after 3 years after the war finished reunited with his parents that were in hiding, and they all immigrated, they went on Aliyah to Israel, but the Dutch family moved to Brisbane.
Yes, that's true. Josef, or Joop, if I pronounce his name well, could reunite with his natural parents after the Second World War. This was not easy, you can imagine, as he recognized his step-parents as his natural ones. But in any case, he could reunite with his parents and later immigrated to Israel and created a family, married, created a family. And the Van der Haar family immigrated to Australia, where it was later found by Joseph, who gave the important testimony to Yad Vashem, which is basically the condition to start a process like this, in which the righteous can be awarded with that very high, very special medal of honor.
I think what is really nice that the two families are still have a very strong connection.
Yes, this is something that we do, or actually something that we witness quite often. And we can also understand it. Everyone can identify himself with a situation like this, in which someone that has been, his life was saved, keeps a very, very close and strong contact with those who saved him.
Dr. Tibor Shalev Shlosa, the interim ambassador of Israel to Australia and the ambassador of Israel to the Pacific Island States. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.